people took the time to write this down. We typically do this here in church. This one's from Linda Stice. I think a lot of people already know she's suffering from the late stages of Lyme disease. She wants to be treated and is looking for help financially. We're going to pray about that. And remind Linda, you have a church family, and we'll not only be praying about it, we'll be working with you for a solution. Amen? And also, Wayne really wants to reach his neighbors with the message of the Sabbath. And something else here. He wants everyone's eyes to be open with the message of the Sabbath. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we agree. We thank you for your word, and we love you. We give you the glory. We ask that Wayne's prayer request would be for each person on this planet. Open their eyes. They might see your truth. And Father, also for Linda, we're praying that a door would be open for her financially. You give her the strength to follow through. Thank you for her trust in you. Thank you for watching over us this moment now as we go through our study guide, and we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for those requests. I'll take them home. All right, so everybody has a lesson study now, a lesson guide. Number 3, the appearing. With more than 2,500 references or allusions to it throughout the Bible, the second coming is clearly one of the most important subjects in Scripture. Yet in spite of the abundance of material describing it, many Christians find themselves disagreeing about the manner of Christ's return. Fortunately, if we take the time to read through all of the data, a clear picture emerges with a number of things we can know for sure when it comes to Jesus appearing. So question number 1, in John chapter 14, verse 29, Jesus reveals an interesting principle of Bible prophecy. Even though many prophecies clearly and accurately predict the future, prophecy is not primarily about what? Prediction. So, what is the primary purpose of Bible prophecy? So, here's your answer in the bold to the right of number 1. It is to build faith in the reliability of God's word as we see prophecy fulfilled. For instance, last night, how many of you here for last night's presentation? The 490-year prophecy. This is absolutely accurate. Fantastic. About the abomination that makes desolate. Fantastic scripture references and prophecy. And again tonight, I will remind you, episode 4 or video 4, again, we'll be looking at prophecy. Very clear. So, to build faith in the reliability of God's word as we see prophecy fulfilled. So the question 1 goes on to say there are several well-established facts about the nature of Christ's appearing that we can know for sure, so we're going to review them. Again, as Sean pointed out, this and the next word is same. Question number 2, this same Jesus who was taken up from you, where? Into heaven, will so come in like, all right, the word manner, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. That seems to me to be very clear. How about you? The way he ascended, he will return the exact same way. This tells us that Jesus' return will be literal. He will literally return physically, same way he ascended. You ready for number 3? All right. Jesus had a body made of flesh and bones. This same Jesus will return, which tells us that he will appear physically. Same way he left, physically, flesh and bone. So number three, your first blank there, flesh and bones, and then he will appear physically. You ready to go on number four? Yes? Okay, here we go. When Christ returns, who's going to see him? Every eye, everyone. When Christ returns, every eye will see him. This means that his coming will be visible to everyone. Visible. And this next question, 5 out of 1 Thessalonians 4 and Matthew 24. When Jesus returns, when Christ returns, there will be a shout. First blank. There will be a shout with the voice of an next answer, archangel. Along with the sound of a trumpet. It'll be so loud it will wake the dead. You remember when Jesus resurrected Lazarus? Anybody out there read that story when Jesus resurrected Lazarus? Do you know he specifically said, Lazarus, come forth? Because if Jesus had have just said, come forth, guess what would happen? Wow, what a day that would have been. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. Okay, so where we're at? We're at the, okay, and it'll be so loud, it'll wake the dead. Furthermore, in John 5:18 and 29, we learned that, how many? All, everyone, all who are in their graves will hear Jesus' voice. Everyone's going to hear. He's going to hear his voice. This tells us that Jesus will appear audibly. Every eye is going to see him. It'll be visible. Everyone's going to hear him. It'll be audible. Your first blank in number six is all of them. How many angels are going to return with Jesus? How many will accompany him? 10,000 times 10,000, there's your 100 million, and then thousands of what? Thousands. So we really don't know, but you can start at 100 million and we'll go up from there if you want to use that for a number. I would say innumerable. Okay, how many will accompany Jesus? How many angels? All of them? We don't really know. Over 100 million, innumerable amount. Also, there's the last part of six. Also, when Jesus comes, he will come with the, what? Glory. The glory of his Father. And this demonstrates that Christ's return will be glorious. Kind of debunks the secret part of that popular theory of the rapture, doesn't it? It's going to be very audible. It's going to be very visible. It's going to be glorious. Not much of a secret to that. I think Sean did an excellent job pointing that out. All right. Ready to move on to seven? When Jesus appears, what will he bring with him? Very important. The answer to this, yes. He'll bring his reward with him. And I don't know about you, but I think Christ's greatest reward for me is himself. Amen? But he's bringing his reward with him for all of his children, all of his believers that trust in him. It's going to be eternal life with him forever. This means that when Christ returns, there will be no further opportunities to make things right with God. Now, this is difficult to hear, but read it in the scriptures and study it. I believe you will find this to be true. There's a lot of hard-heartedness in this world right now, and a lot of people unwilling to listen to the gospel, let alone people that believe the gospel, let alone the truth of the gospel, right? There's a lot of hard-heartedness. We're praying that people will listen. But when Jesus returns, that is the final, before this final opportunity. That means Christ's return is final. Number 8, there will only be 2 groups of people when Christ returns. And each group will react differently to the sight of Jesus' return. One reaction is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and a description of the other is found in Isaiah 25. What is the difference between these 2 groups of people, and which reaction are you planning to experience? And the answer, you can switch it up however you want. I plan on being in the group that says, "Lo, this is my God, I have waited for him." I plan to be in that group. The other group is afraid and fearful. And that's the word dread, by the way. They're fearful and they're dreading the second coming. So you can word that however you want. One group is afraid of the sight of Christ while the other group recognizes him as their Savior. Can I give you a promise that God has given us? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. That's what I'm counting on. It's going to be a sight. The heavens unrolling like a scroll. The sign of a man's hand, Daniel says. It's a sign that the return is coming and the glory just starts growing. I think Sean did a fantastic job on this last lesson. Very good. All right, tonight, what time? 7:00. See you there, and we will be viewing video 4. This is a good one. Don't miss this one. Prophecy Interrupted. Don't miss it. And there's something else you don't want to miss. Does anybody know? I'm sorry? Before the drawing tonight, there's something else you do not want to miss. You can smell it right now. Lunch. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your word, for the power that it gives us to live in perfect peace as we focus on you. Thank you so much for this time. Bless each one. Bring us back tonight to keep going. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.